We celebrate this morning the legacy of someone who expressed the fundamentals of the Jewish tradition, even though he was not himself a Jew. And you can see it in this morning's Haftarah from Ezekiel. Ezekiel is talking about Pharaoh, and he's saying what Pharaoh would say. And you know, sometimes we characterize our enemies by expressing what it is that we don't want in this world. And what Ezekiel says Pharaoh declares to the world is, "The Nile is mine, the Ani Asitini, and I made myself." And that, says Ezekiel, is exactly the wrong image in the world. The idea that the world belongs to you, that the river is yours, is characteristic of someone who's so egotistical that they think they made themselves. But, as Mark Twain said, a self-made man is as likely as a self-laid egg. We all come from something and we inherit so much. A land, a language, parents, a tradition, beliefs, ideas. Then, of course, the question is, what do we do with what we are given? That's the test of our lives. That, by the way, is what a bar mitzvah is about. You stand up and you say, my family and my tradition gave me so much, and now this is what I'm going to make with what I was given. And it's why we felt so proud. And on this day, we remember what it is that allows you to make something of what you are given. The great punishment of the Pharaoh. How does God punish him for saying, the world is mine and I made myself? God says, you will have a hardened heart. Now you might think that a hardened heart is a blessing because then you don't feel pain. And we know that Pharaoh didn't feel pain because his people were suffering and he still wouldn't let the Israelites go to stop the suffering. So if you turn on the television and you see people starving and dying and you don't feel pain, you might think, I've been blessed, I have a hard heart. But the only whole heart, as the Kotzker Rebbe taught us hundreds of years ago, the only whole heart is a broken one. And if your heart doesn't break, it is not whole. And if your heart is hard, then you have betrayed what God intended. Which is that we should be soft and wounded hearts. That we should feel the pain not only of ourselves or of our own people, but of one another. How many times did Jews cry out to the world, feel our pain? Why don't you feel our pain? And so we have to turn around and feel the pain of others. In our country and in the world. You're not allowed to build walls of privilege and hide behind them and not acknowledge that people are suffering. To do so is to be a Pharaoh. And we are supposed to be Israelites. So on this Shabbat, we sing, we celebrate, we learn, but we also rededicate ourselves to feeling, to knowing that the world will always hurt you. But it is partly in our pain that we know we are alive. And it is our pain that motivates us to heal. The very first thing that is called bad in the Bible is when God says, Lo tov heyot adam levado, it's not good to be alone. Loneliness is the first thing that is called bad, and therefore, love, the first thing that is called good. And love, ultimately, doesn't know stopping points, or boundaries, or ends. Olam v'chesed yibaneh. We build a world with love. We are created with love. And every wound that we suffer should help us love more. Last night, we heard Reverend Murray speak, and he was talking about Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech, and he said the best way to make a dream come true is to wake up. So here is to wakefulness, to goodness, and to building the world with the cries of children and the promises of their parents, with laughter, with song, and with love.